Welcome to Tubular Connections, a series where we make meaningful connections in the HSS, steel, and engineering communities. Here's your host, Brad Fletcher, Senior Structural Engineer at Atlas Tube.
Well, hello. This is Brad Fletcher, Senior Sales Structural Engineer with Atlas Tube, and this is our debut podcast. And today I'm having a little brief discussion with a couple gentlemen from AISC. We've got Matt Brady, who is the structural steel specialist for the Washington, D.C. area, and newcomer Dennis Pilarczyk, who is the structural steel specialist for the Raleigh-Durham area. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
You know, we just finished up doing a presentation for some engineers and fabricators here in the Washington, D.C. area, where we were talking about hollow structural section specifications. And this was kind of a little bit of a brainchild between Matt and myself on trying to get the word out about understanding these specifications. So, Matt, tell me a little bit about what your goals were with this and whether we met the goals today.
Yeah, so I really appreciate you being able to come out here and talk about this topic. We were seeing a lot of questions from designers and different people in the industry about the different types of HSS and tube steel that were available, and not only which material grades they should use or specify, but also what some of the availability challenges were with those materials. So after answering some of these questions, and engaging with you a handful of times, we kind of felt that it was best to go straight to the source and make the information available to everyone all at once.
Good. And you think that this the presentation today, you think we kind of answered some most of the questions that people had?
Absolutely. I think you really did a great job walking through the different possible grades that people may encounter, as well as some of the benefits of and differences between the different grades of HSS that they may encounter in either a specification or in a construction project that was specified by somebody else.
Great. Dennis, so in your market, I know you're probably still a little figuring things out down there, but sure. Have you come across any HSS-related questions as of yet?
I haven't. I've actually only been doing this for a little bit over a month now.
Okay.
So, yeah, my experience has been pretty much limited to just networking and trying to get to know everybody. I haven't gotten into as much of the technical type questions about material availabilities and those sorts of things at this point, but I'm sure it'll come up, which is that's why I'm glad I could be here and kind of get in front of those questions. If they do come up, then I can at least have a resource to go back to. I can reach out to you if I need to get some more of that information.
Yeah, that's great. No, I appreciate that. So, changing gears a little bit here, let's talk a little about what you guys do. Dennis, you kind of started touching a little bit on it there. So you guys are, your title is a structural steel specialist. Now, Matt, I'm going to start with you. You know, kind of talk about how your role at AISC has evolved. Now, I guess maybe we should go back and, you know, let's talk about you in general, like your background and how long you've been an engineer and things like that. So
sure.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to the University of Illinois in Champaign.
That's right.
I was there for my undergrad and immediately on for grad school. So came out with both degrees right away, and then started off designing bridges in Chicago for a firm there. I've, for better or worse, been a product of the economy, so as work ran out at different places, sooner or later my number was called, and I had to find another place to work. So after designing bridges, I did some facilities work for the FAA, not working for the FAA directly, but a manpower-type contract, and was able to get involved with some of that kind of facilities management work in Illinois and Indiana, air traffic control towers, radar facilities, things of that nature. After that, I was able to get back into the bridge design market, where I was able to design for a internal structural department for an architecture firm in Chicago, and did that for about 4 or 5 years. Had a little break in the middle of that. I'm also in the National Guard and was called to serve in Afghanistan for a year, so that caused another shift in my career progress.
Well, I'm sure that's given you some unique perspectives.
Well, it brings everything into a perspective in a different way, that's for sure. So all of those things kind of were a real variety in the different types of work that I was exposed to, but ultimately landed me here at AISC, where having that diverse background and some of the exposure to different areas and different topics has proven to be quite a benefit, so that I can relate to a lot of different types of work and types of design questions and some of those challenges all across different industries.
That's great. So you came on when regional engineers, right? And you were basically in the Midwest, right?
Yeah, so actually I started at the Steel Solutions Center. I did work for AISC in the Steel Solutions Center for about 2 years, and then started on after that as a the Upper Midwest regional engineer. So centered on mostly the Great Lakes states. At that time, we had geographic regions that the regional engineers were responsible for tracking projects that were going in on the going on in those areas, as well as engaging with the designers and the construction teams that were working in those parts of the country. A few years ago now, we've shifted from the regional engineer model to the structural steel specialist model, which is in some ways an acknowledgement that many projects are no longer designed by a team that's geographically centered around the job site any longer, but there may be teams that are composed of people from all parts of the country, sometimes all parts of the world. So in a reaction to that, a lot of what AISC has found is that if we put our resources where the designers are, we'll be more effectively able to engage with them and make sure that they have the resources they need to be successful with their steel frame buildings.
Great. And so Dennis, you know, you tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Yeah, so I went to North Carolina State University in Raleigh. So I'm familiar with the area. I've been there for, you know, since 2000 when I started college. After I graduated, I started working right away, and I didn't have as much bouncing around as maybe Matt had, which, you know, he's got a very varied background, which is great. He can talk a lot of, you know, different types of industries and stuff out there. But for me, I started out with a firm. I worked there until they end up shutting their doors in 2010, and we were acquired. So I left on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and the Monday after was my first day of the new job. So it was no lapse of time, I guess, there. It was the same clients. It was just a name change, really. So continued on until I left in July and moved over to AISC. It was a new challenge for me. It was, I enjoyed the networking aspect of it and getting to know more people in the industry and talking to different architects and their different backgrounds and that sort of thing. So that's really what drew me to AISC. And plus, it's just, you know, such a high standard of, you know, everybody knows AISC in the industry. It's really the gold standard out there. So that's really my background. You know, it's more of the design side. I don't know if I got into that. You know, structural engineer, licensed in North and South Carolina, Georgia and Tennessee. So yeah, I did work across the Southeast and familiar with all those territories.
That's great. Yeah, you're right. AISC is a very important organization. We're a member mill of AISC, and I like to think we do interface quite nicely with the AISC staff and everyone, and we participate well in the trade shows. So it's definitely an organization that we think very highly of. But yeah, but thanks. So, you know, once again, thanks for allowing me to be here today. So I guess, you know, kind of focusing a little bit more back on HSS, you know, so Matt, tell me versus, you know, your time in the Midwest versus out here on the East Coast, do you see different challenges for steel and for HSS by region, or is it kind of the same challenges?
There's several challenges that are similar across multiple areas, but especially in the DC market, some of the challenges are fundamental challenges of using steel in different types of buildings. For a variety of different reasons, the DC market is really driven by the low floor-to-floor options for different types of buildings. And that's largely tied to the height restriction of buildings that are built in DC. But that same type of design concept and that same type of design thought also percolates out into some of the surrounding areas, and people get used to designing buildings or building buildings in a certain way and take some of those same principles to their other outlying projects as well. So most of those types of low floor to floor options present some challenges that the steel industry does have useful solutions for, but doesn't always have a loud enough voice that people know that those are readily available options to work with. So as opposed to other parts of the country, especially when I was working in the Midwest, there wasn't quite that same prevalence for using low floor-to-floor solutions in all types of construction and design.
Yeah, obviously when you're dealing with low floor-to-floor, you know, it's the floor system that drives a lot of this. And so, you know, we tend to lose out to concrete more often than not when it comes to low floor-to-floor heights. But are you seeing unique floor systems being used here in this market?
Most of the systems are fairly conventional because, again, like you said, low floor to floor often drives people towards areas that are using post-tension concrete, flat slab construction work, and things like that. But there is definitely potential for using other steel frame systems that will give you that same low floor-to-floor potential with, or projects rather, that can meet or exceed those same characteristics. Some of it is just a matter of getting that information in the hands of the designers at the right time when it's appropriate to make those decisions during the design.
Yeah, it's about knowledge. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, especially when it comes to HSS too, it's about knowing what you're dealing with. We tend to, as engineers, sometimes fall back on the traditional knowledge that we were taught in school or we learned in our first couple of jobs. But because of the evolution of this industry, because we've seen so much change, it is important for engineers to keep up, and that's where our roles of getting that word out about the innovations within the steel industry is so important.
Absolutely, and I think that's where the role of the structural steel specialist really comes into play, so that the design community can understand what those latest innovations may be and what is the potential use of steel in different projects you may have as you are in those development stages.
Yeah, so in low floor to floor situations, I would imagine also floor area becomes a big deal too, because obviously if you're squeezing a building down, you want to maximize the amount of floor space. I mean, yeah, that's true of any building, but to me that would think there might be some opportunities for HSS as columns because they tend to take up less foot, a smaller footprint than some other opportunities there. Do you see that as a challenge that can be met here?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, and you talked about it today in the event, but the ability of an HSS member to handle loads, especially column loads, is very efficient when compared with other types of column members. So when you compare a pound per pound capacity of an HSS section versus a wide flange section, you're going to see that improvement of performance for the HSS when making those comparisons. But certainly when you are comparing that to any other building material, concrete or masonry or wood or whatever it may be, the steel framed columns are always going to be much smaller in terms of what the required material is for those load carrying issues.
Right, that's a good point. So, Dennis, I know you're just kind of still finding your way around the area, but obviously with your history in Raleigh, I mean, what challenges does the steel industry face in that part of the world?
I think really the biggest thing that I'm finding is some of these companies just kind of get in a rut where they like to use concrete, or, you know, they just start to, they don't know the innovations. That's a big part of what I'm trying to get out there now is, you know, if a company says they like to use concrete, it's like, well, do you know about what steel can offer? And a lot of times they don't, they haven't seen it in years, and they're just kind of used to using the same people. It's like, well, you know, you can actually save money, and there are new, you know, maybe what you thought was the norm and what might have driven you to concrete in the first place, maybe those, you know, hindrances aren't there anymore. You know, so maybe we can get them back into steel. And kind of the same vein as that, there's a lot of companies that are used to using steel there, and they might not know about the new innovations that are out there. And again, they're used to using the same systems, and, you know, there's a lot of competition out there. There's the concrete and the wood industry that might be trying to, you know, just knock on that door and get the steel out of the way. And that's why I want to stay on the forefront of getting these innovations out there and what kind of things that are, that could be restrictions or things that could be chinks in armor that wood and concrete might try to expose. So that's really been my, you know, getting the word out there, and me being on the ground, I've been finding a lot of positive feedback just having an AISC person there that they can ask questions to, that I can come in and do presentations. That's just, you know, that's been a huge thing just in this first month.
Yeah, that's great. You know, hopefully, you know, we as, you know, steel producers, you know, HSS producers, we can support you guys, you know, help you, like today, help you understand the specifications, especially like the ASTM 1085, the newer spec. And so you guys can go out and be disciples, if you will, and pass the word around.
Sure.
That's really obviously one of the goals that we have, is the more people we educate about this, and especially those that go out and talk to other engineers, that's quite helpful. So I appreciate your feedback and your insight on this. So let's change it up a little bit here and make it a little fun here. So as you guys have gained some experience, and I'm sure you guys had some mentors in your past, you know, that gave you some good advice. I mean, do you have any nuggets of advice that you would pass along to a young engineer?
first and foremost, just stay curious and ask all those questions that you may not think are relevant, but are kind of keeping you from making that progress. I don't know how many questions I've asked where I wish I asked them earlier, and it would have saved me a lot of pain and heartache and probably a bit of time as well by just asking those questions up front. So, you know, the more curious you can stay, the more questions you can ask, you're really going to find that there's all kinds of information and there's all kinds of options available to different problems that may have been solved before or may have been solved in a similar way that can lead you to a much more effective and sometimes a much more adventurous solution that delivers the answer even better than what you initially thought it could have been done.
Great. Dennis?
Yeah, I guess one thing I would say is just don't take any person or opportunity for granted. You know, if you're out there, you know, say you have a mentor that in your office, a manager or whatnot, who you know, you might just kind of get, you know, blind to what they're saying to you or deaf to what they're saying to you, I guess. You know, you never know what kind of knowledge you can get just by keeping that door open and just keeping the dialogue. If you start to, you know, oh, yeah, I've heard this before or whatever, but there's normally good intentions behind it. And, you know, especially like opportunities that come up, you know, anything, any project, whether it be too small or too, you know, maybe you might think you're biting off more than you can chew when you start working on it. You just always learn and just take those opportunities and just add them to your mental portfolio. That's just been something for me that I've, you know, every single opportunity that comes up, I want to take advantage of and just try to at least take some nugget of information from it.
Great. Well, guys, I really appreciate you sitting down with me and talking. I think it was a great event today. We had about 20 people here today, gave them lunch, and everyone loves a free lunch. hopefully they liked the free information as well, too. But thanks for listening in today. My name is Brad Fletcher, and today I was talking with Matt Brady and Dennis Polarczyk, the structural steel specialists from AISC. And this is our first podcast and hopefully first of many. And if you have feedback, we'd love to hear from you. So don't be afraid to reach out to us on the Atlas Tube website, or you can email me directly at bradley.fletcher@atlastube.com. And also, I'll reference AISC.org is an excellent website if you're looking for general steel questions to be answered as well, too. So thanks again, and we'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to Tubular Connections. You can learn more about designing with steel HSS at atlastube.com.